This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Club. Without the girls, it becomes the Boys Club, the Good Day program featuring Rich McFadden, who's back at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler in San Diego is having a happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Since he works a different schedule, we continue his birthday until the next day.
Why not?
Because he slept through the first part of his birthday.
Exactly. Thursday, the 28th of August, is upon us on the Doug Good Day program. Jennifer back next week. Roberta maybe too, if she can find where she is and find what equipment she needs to get. Here she'll be all set. The discussion items of the day are not limited to the usual war and rampage, but the continuing, provocation set forth by some who would like to, and I think maybe I'm one of them, maybe I'm the first one, stirring the pot about the concussions that take place in major league activities, not just football, not just soccer. The lawsuits have extended into the area of soccer. So as you, Richie, sports fan that you are, settle into your cornucopia of food and football on Thanksgiving. Imagine, we're thinking about Thanksgiving. Our Labor Day is here. How far can Thanksgiving be from where we are?
I'm getting ready to have my fantasy football draft here at the office next week. So that it definitely brings around the part of the year that you're like, wow, here we are.
Exactly. Yeah, we've gotten through summer. Anyway, there are at least three major sets of class action lawsuits based on concussions that players get of both genders in several different sports. And there's a lot of money, a lot of lives, and the future of perhaps these sorts of sports at stake. There was a lawsuit filed yesterday against FIFA. I've pronounced it FIFA before, but it's FIFA, which is the sports international governing body for soccer. Also included in the suit were the U.S. Soccer Association and the American Youth Soccer Organization. At this point, there are no damages being sought. Rather, the suits are aimed at changing the rules of the sports, all of them. But in this case, soccer, the suit wants to limit headers that children take. The ball hits your child's head at 45 miles an hour. What do you think that's doing to your child's head? Now, Richie, I've forgotten whether Sean is playing soccer. I've forgotten what
Sean's baseball and basketball.
All right. So those are the safest and the most intelligent sports for you to encourage your children to involve themselves.
I saw a kid take a baseball in the eye.
Right in the head. Yep.
You know, that's and, you know, your
but
son broke both of his wrists in basketball.
Right, playing basketball, yep.
So
but those are the exceptions.
There are
the
no safe sports, and you're not going to be able to put your kid
but
in a bubble.
But there are some who are that are safer, if that's the terminology.
Hey, I admit it. My son didn't have an interest in playing football, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. No, you're happy about it. Come on. You're really it's a relief.
Yes, I would say that. Yes,
there you go.
It's a relief. Yes.
So here we have this epidemic of concussion injuries in soccer at all levels, all around the world. And because of the attention this summer to the games, I've never paid more attention to soccer than I did this year. And those games have been going on for how long? The contests that they have, major international contests, have been going on for how long?
Oh,
decades?
Oh, yeah.
When did they start?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I never really, but maybe it's because the media attention was so focused on it this summer. Maybe that's why.
By the way, just so that you understand, you know, 8-year-olds aren't getting hit in the head by 45-mile-an-hour soccer balls. They can't kick them all that hard.
Yeah, that hard. But they can kick it fairly hard.
Right. At the high school level, yeah, sure.
All right. But, again, given how dramatically Jack Stockwell, who's one of the four doctors associated with this program, described for us what happens with that stem that goes from your back to your brain, that stem that is basically holding your head onto your body, is the size of a quarter. And considering that your head is covered, your scalp, you've got a skull, and then you have this thin membrane between the skull and the brain itself, and all that stuff gets whacked around when you're playing football, soccer, wrestling.
When you fall off a truck at the farm.
Yeah, well, I didn't hit my head, at least. I hit my arm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, those are things that you are going to encounter. And the thing to do is, as Richie is suggesting not so subtly, is to try to avoid yourself in situations where you might get hurt. That is like living in a bubble. You're not going to be able to do that.
You know, I know two kids, two seniors this past school year, who had concussions.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was in acting class. They fell off of a box, prop.
Yep.
And the other one was in soccer, but it was because they collided with another player.
All right, so then are you suggesting we ought not to have these suits, or we ought not to pay attention to the safety issues?
My reality is you can get hurt so many different ways, uh-huh. and you have to be careful no matter what you are doing, but you have to live life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would I want my kid to go out and be a professional football player or play at the high school or collegiate level?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, because, you know, but the people that are going into it nowadays, I just walked by Wes Welker's house in Denver, Colorado. He used to play for your Patriots, and now he plays for the Broncos. This guy, I guess he's had 8 concussions.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about it as we walked by the apartment building where he lives, or where his condo is, where his penthouse is. And I was telling my friend who lives there, I'm like, that guy's going to have problems in about 5 to 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Wes Welker fully knows what he's doing every time. People are not oblivious to what's happening in
football nowadays. Not anymore. Can't be anymore.
No.
Yeah. By the way, Denver is the home of Seraskin, which is where I went to have my head examined, and they're the ones who are the official they used to be the official brain scanner for the NFL, for the league.
Maybe that's why Wes Welker went there.
Maybe.
Now
they are the place that the Players Association goes to get tested, and they already have the information that the NFL, that's what brought this about, which is very interesting. Seraskin is run by a couple of friends of mine, and that's how I happened to go out there and get my brain done, 4 or 5 years ago?
Something like that.
And what they have done, they had 3,500 images of brains of NFL players and what was going on in their brains. And it was, you look at the software program and what it does to sort of underscore what's going on in your brain and to predict what's going to happen with your brain. Then they have all of this data now that wasn't proprietary. That is, the NFL didn't really own it. They asked for the exams. Now the players go back and say, okay, let's use this information. And that's what the basis is for all the at least the NFL suits. I don't know where soccer is and some of these others, but the basis for the lawsuits comes from information that the NFL asked to get in the first place. That's how it all gets out. People say, wait a minute, look at that. Look at my brain.
All right,
what's going to happen to me?
Here's my guess on what we're going to see in the next 10 years in soccer and football.
Yeah.
Football. You're going to be able to use your hands because they won't allow you to use your head anymore in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And football is not going to be played by humans anymore. It's either going to be played by robots or
a
video game.
Football play. Yeah. Wow, what
football
an idea.
Played by humans is going to be outlawed.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to play it anymore.
Who's going to be the guy who develops that and become a genius?
Well, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Most parents are. Football is taking a large hit at the peewee level.
Yeah.
And in, pre-high school. By the time these kids get to high school, they're playing other sports. In the next 20 years, you're not going to have that many kids playing football because their parents, is taking a large hit, not letting them do it.
Yeah.
Except in the inner city.
Well, yeah, where nobody will care. All right, let's talk about something you care about. That is, we're going through all the pains, the aches, the stories that come that focus on what happens when you get hit. Maybe you got joint pain from playing golf, maybe from swimming, maybe from what other activities? You're involved in all kinds of activities, walking, hiking, riding your bike, involved in fall sports. Oof, wash your mouth out with soap, Doug. Fall is still 3 weeks away. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is that this new product, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which was developed by doctors affiliated with Yale, deals with the problems you have, the aches, the pains in your joint, your cholesterol level, your memory issues. Your brain and your body benefit from having Omax 3 Ultra Pure as a daily part of your routine. You need to take omega-3s. Because all of these things will be affected. Your joints need what comes in lubricative style from the fish oils. Your brain needs, in order to be healthy, a lot of fish oil. Your heart needs a lot of fish oil. This is the miracle of what research has found when it comes to the EPA and the DHA and all those ratios and stuff. I don't know anything about that, and I don't really care. What I care about is that you know... I'm serious.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of. Who's going to pay attention to that? What you want to know is that by taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which is the purest form of omega 3, 16 times more powerful than krill oil, one dose of these puppies will be a blast for your system. You take it every day. You can't take too much of this stuff. I don't want you to take more than one a day because you don't need it. When I take Omax 3, I notice the difference in my joints. Remember, I've told you, Richie's was teasing me about my my shoulder when I fell off the truck this spring and I separated my shoulder. I went into serious rehab with acupuncture, chiropractic, and my shoulder now is pretty much not 100% there, but 84, 85% back.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was that, but also part of it was I increased my dosage of omega-3s. And now that I've found Omax 3 Ultra Pure, I notice an even stronger. I've been taking it a couple of weeks since I found out about this, and it really changes.
Our evening host, Roger Hedgecock, is taking Omax 3, and he swears that he does he no longer needs knee surgery, which he thought he was going to have to go through.
Yeah.
And he says his knee is a lot better.
All right, you don't want knee surgery, you want a hip surgery. Address the problem first with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Here's how you get it. Are you ready? Get this number. Dial it now while you're thinking about it. It's 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918. Or you can go online to Doug4Omax3.com. Not difficult. D-O-U-G, number 4, O-M-A-X, number 3.com. Yep. Use my name if you'd like. As a matter of fact, I think it'd be kind of a cool thing for you to use my day. You get a free 30-day supply of Omax 3. That's what you get. They want you to try it. They're so confident you'll be able to see and feel the difference. Omax 3 available free for the first month. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. Kerplunk. 800-316-7918. Get on it right now for your free 30-day supply or go on to Doug4Omax3.com.
Great new leggings and pants are at the top of our list at Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. For juniors, find small prices on long leggings, $12.99 each. Levi's 511s for him, $39.99. And can't miss savings for kids, 50 to 55% off. Pack in up to 50% off backpacks. And save 30 to 40% on shoes and boots for little feet. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Find your yes. Kohl's.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse because of you and your rodent-inspired design.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Aha! A familiar. Well, all of them ought to be familiar. One Hit Wonders.
Don't worry.
This is pre.
Be happy.
Mr. Williams.
Don't worry, be happy.
Who is this?
Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry.
I didn't realize this goes all the way back to 1980.
Be happy.
Wow. Don't worry, be happy. Number one pop hit during this week. Grammy winner, record of the year in 1988 was Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Now.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
We've had this happen a couple of times.
Yes.
Where the artist is a one-hit wonder, but they're not. They are very talented.
Yeah,
I just got won 10 Grammys.
Give you my phone number when you work.
Just not necessarily.
Not for this
much of the stuff that hit the pop charts.
Well, it's other stuff and there's other involvements,
right?
And other forms of music, also,
and other styles of music,
right? So who is this? You tell us the name of the artist at 888-302-3684, and we, being the benevolent sorts that we are, will send you a CD of One Hit Wonder hits that are very, very cool. Don't Worry, Be Happy. Was, as I said, big song in 88. He was born in Manhattan, this guy, son of a successful operatic baritone. I'm sure that his father, when he heard that. Wait a minute. What happened here? In addition to Record of the Year, this blockbuster packed up 9 other Grammys. He has guest conducted the San Francisco Symphony, New York Philharmonic, Harmonic, Chicago Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, Detroit Symphony, Israeli Philharmonic, London Philharmonic, and many others. This is a very accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Jazz singer, reggae singer, acapella, classical.
He also recorded the Pink Panther theme for the movie Son of Pink Panther.
Really?
In 86, he recorded the opening theme for the 4th season of The Cosby Show. He has protested the use of Don't Worry as the George Bush presidential campaign song, 1988, after it was used without his permission. He was not happy. Crank it up, Richie. I figure a lot of people would take the contemporary approach for, what is it, Farron Williams? What's that guy's name that does?
Pharrell.
Right. Pharrell Williams. Right? We just call him. Pharrell, who's done a couple of songs that are kind of like this.
Musician, songwriter, conductor, arranger, and producer.
Yeah.
Plays piano, bass guitar, vocals, clarinet. I mean, has been with Manhattan Records, Blue Note Records, Elektra Records, and Sony Classical Records.
Yep. Got a great musical resume.
What a background.
So who is this guy? 888-302-3684. Meredith's moved in this, I've said a couple of times here, and she brings with her a baby grand piano, and she was playing it yesterday. There hasn't been a piano playing in this house since my father used to play the old player piano.
Yeah.
And it really was, I walked in and I heard it and I thought, my God, that's beautiful. I hadn't been
to music.
Well, she has a little help.
Better say yes.
Yeah, no. But she likes to play, and I think she should.
Very cool. That's fun. Cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's see here. Where do we have... How about Jonesboro, Arkansas? Here's Casey. Do you have the Sunshine Band with you there, Casey?
I wish I did, but not this morning.
Ah, well, okay. Well, a lot of people probably tease you about that and ask you. So, who is this person doing Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Bobby McFerrin.
That comes to you right away, instantly? Did you feel
yes,
like
it did.
Right away? Let's call that number so I can get the one-hit wonder CD. Well, that's what's going to happen. You will get the one-hit wonder CD, Casey. Thank you. I hope you have a safe...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice to have you on board. I appreciate your listening. Have a safe Labor Day weekend, too, if you're traveling or planning to travel. It's 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably, well, not probably, realistically, of all the questions I get asked about cats, litter box lapses are probably the most important. The most important thing you can do right off the bat is select the right type of litter for your cat, and don't keep changing. Once you find the one they like, keep using it. Make sure you keep that litter box clean, and if you have a cat that's been using the litter box for years, and then all of a sudden he misses the litter box, don't get angry at him. It might be something physical. It could be something that he's constipated and he was not in that, feeling too good when he used the litter box. Check with your veterinarian again to make sure there's no blockages or other problems. And if your cat does have an accident outside the litter box, I recommend cleaning up with a good odor neutralizer. It can make all the difference in the world. And if you're bringing a stray cat in, sometimes they won't go to litter right away. Take that litter box, fill it with some dirt and sand from outside. It can make all the difference in teaching that outdoor cat that a litter box is okay with no litter, with dirt and grass from outside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The Home Loan...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Here we are, chugging away another half hour of conversation on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. You may have noticed, as we have, the story of this mother who in a video pleads for the release of a captured U.S. journalist. This woman appealing to the Islamic State, the ISIS people, to show mercy to 31-year-old Stephen Sotloff, who was last seen a year ago in Syria. There's a woman who's also captured, Kenny, and I'm trying to remember, I don't remember the name, and I'm not sure the name is important, just another. There are a number of people who are there, who went there not knowing these groups actually existed in as territorial as they are. One of the things that's coming to light as you hear more and more about this sort of magazine that's been published by Al-Qaeda aiming at teaching people how to build bombs and how to attack buildings and what to do in America should they decide once again they're going to... And this happens every year around September 11th. It has since 2001. It just is what it is. But there appears to be in the making... And I don't know if I'm the only one who's drawn this conclusion. Kenny, we have any comments on this at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. My thesis, Richie, is that now ISIS becoming more prominent, the Al-Qaeda guys getting a little jealous.
Yeah.
So they're trying to now position themselves back again into a position of prominence, if you will.
Wouldn't it be great ISIS, if they just started fighting each other and we didn't
have
to worry
about
it?
Well, that was the idea.
Right. Yeah, that's there appears to be some of that. That there may be a fighting amongst themselves.
No, we hate the Americans more than you do.
Yeah, right.
I kill you in the name of we hate the Americans.
Right, you kill them before we kill them or whatever. Anyway, Kenny, what do you have cooking there?
I have some comments about ISIS, but nothing about a possible ISIS-Al-Qaeda battle. Richard says, when the U.S. would be great. Jack Bauer should be in it. Richard says, when the U.S. stops funding and supporting ISIS along with their allies in the Middle East, the savage monster will come crumbling down.
Okay, so here's what happened. Rich, you didn't hear this theory as well. I had two theories earlier that I was explaining. One of them has to do with these two groups fighting with one another. But think of how strange. This is reality. This is not conjecture. Think about this. Remember when the rebels in Syria were trying to get rid of Assad, and we backed the rebels who were trying to get rid of Assad? Guess who the rebels are? The rebels were the origins of ISIS, were these rebels that were trying to get rid of Assad. So we supplied them with the weapons that they're now using to kill Americans.
Most of the weapons that are being used in all of this are,
Yeah, okay. So here's the next
irony. There's no weapons manufacturers in Syria.
No. Here's the next irony. Now, we were trying to support the ISIS people who wanted to get rid of Assad. Now, we're working with Assad to try to get rid of the people that we put into position in the first place. Now that we realize. So how is it that the CIA, or is anybody else thinking this? How did the CIA do such a bad job as to not know the origins of ISIS, where these people who are fighting against the Assad regime and have been for the past 7 years, and then all of a sudden we kind of wake up one day and say, my God, what's this ISIS? And then you trace back the roots of ISIS, where they've gotten their power and support. Now, they didn't get any money from us. I don't think they did. They probably got some money from some do-gooders and other places in Europe who didn't realize who they were giving the money to either. And now all of a sudden you got this snake, this cobra, this giant pain in the butt that is trying to, and in some respects threatening the very existence of Syria. They own all the oil wells, all the oil fields. They got control of all of them. They got control of the major airport. And if you see again the incredible brutality of these people, how they took over that airport, if you see any of that video, you'll lose your lunch. They are worse than anything you could ever imagine in any kind of movie.
No, it's they are brutal.
They are just unconscious. They are not human. They're monsters. So,
how about
that's
the Minneapolis
training
in Minnesota? Breeding ground for American terrorists that's going on. I mean, a second guy was killed yesterday who was an American terrorist, and he came out of Minneapolis, too. So there's a big Somali the community there, and apparently that's where part of the breeding ground is coming from for this.
Well, one of the things that we don't understand, there's been a lot of talk about Dearborn and some of the areas in Northwest Ohio also where there are a lot of Muslims, so people automatically think, well, that's where they're all going. No, that isn't where they get. Matter of fact, I don't think anybody's come out of Detroit in any of these scenarios over the however many years there seems to have been a large Muslim community there. Even though we don't kind of trust them because we don't really know what we're dealing with, or we don't really, we're not really understanding it. We just kind of, we get that they're Muslims. And then there is this whole movement this week that many of you have commented on. Let me go back to the comments, Kenny. The idea that there are groups now holding, I don't know if you call them protest rallies, but support rallies for good Muslims and decrying the efforts of the bad Muslims. And most people say, well, it's about time. What other comments have you got there, Kenny?
Joseph says we should have never interfered in Syria's war. If we hadn't done that, we wouldn't be worrying about ISIS now.
Yeah, that, I think, speaks to what we were talking about, for sure. We interfered. We got involved. The military-industrial people are happy to supply weapons. And look what happens now. All right, what other comments? Anything else?
Whitney says we need a large coalition to defeat ISIS, otherwise we won't. They're growing day by day. They have money, power, and an army. They are the world's most dangerous organization.
Yeah, they've replaced Al-Qaeda, and that's why the Al-Qaeda guys are trying to now rustle up some support. Wait a minute, we're not getting any attention anymore. Wah, wah, wah. So let's have, we'll release a magazine, and we'll get people we'll work everybody up into a frenzy. And so that's what they're doing. 888-302-3684. A man who contracted Ebola in Nigeria after coming into contact with a traveler from Liberia tried to evade surveillance, evade law enforcement officers, and as a result of that has infected a doctor in southern Nigeria who has died. The death was the first in Nigeria outside of Lagos, which is the capital. So this is something that raises a number of questions. Again, how to police this, how to contain this. These people are ignorant. That isn't with a capital I, it's with a small I. But the ignorance is contagious, if you'll pardon the pun. So now people in Nigeria are dying, along with people in Liberia, people in Sierra Leone. I think the death toll is up to, what did I see? Hold on just a second. What did I see? The death toll is over 2,000?
No, it's coming up towards 2,000. It could reach 2,000.
Wow. The World Health Organization says this outbreak could kill 20,000 people, more than six times as many as who now have contracted the disease. 1,440 people, Richie, in Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone.
Mm.
And Doctors Without Borders warning that the influx of patients into Liberia is overwhelming the ability they have to treat them there. I'm wondering about this Map Z or K Map or what's it? It's from Map in San Diego. The stuff that they had about 1,000 doses of it, and they were sending it over there. Over the protests. Wait a minute! The FDA hasn't approved this yet! Well, if you're sitting on a bed dying, and this is the only thing that perhaps could save you, who's going to give a darn about whether the FDA, they gave it to the doctor. The doctor survived and has come out of it fairly well. So, anyway, this is a reality show that nobody really wants to participate in.
How do you stop this thing?
Yeah.
The people down there don't have the knowledge to to stop it. Yeah, I mean, they just don't know, and they're still... Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're pawing around trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's figure out a couple of things here in a manner of speaking. What do we have? 16 and a half for the hour. Richie, let's pause for a moment. A lot of television news today, so let's get to that right around the corner on the Good Day program.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got a 110% price match guarantee at Staples on all the things I buy the most.
I see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate's sleeping.
She sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And sign 7, see store or staples.com for details.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Meinl Cajon for just $50. and three sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's start with something that's fun in terms of television news. A pop-up replica of the spot where Monica, Chandler, Rachel, and Ross, Joey and Phoebe hung out for 10 seasons on Friends is opening up in Soho. I walked past it when I was in New York. I was in Soho on Tuesday, the corner of Broome Street, right there in Soho. It's going to open up next month, stay open for a month. The shop is set up to mark the 20th anniversary of Friends. They'll serve free cups of 8 o'clock coffee. Why the heck aren't they selling, aren't they serving BuzzBox coffee?
Yeah.
Right? Pop-up Central Park will also feature props from the show and the couch. And apparently Gunther is even set to make a few special appearances. Also be a live musical performance, opportunities to win and buy Friends merchandise. But they don't seem to want to have a reunion. They don't seem to want to.
I think Phoebe is the one who is, Lisa Kudrow is the one who's holding that up. I think the rest of them said that they were okay with it.
So why?
And she's like, I'm done with it.
What's the, you got to wonder about people. When they, that's, she would be nothing without that show. Nobody would pay any attention to her. It would be, it's just, how is it that people...
She hasn't done that much since the show, yeah.
Yeah,
how about the Cops crew member yesterday from the TV show Cops being killed in a robbery?
The crew member's name was Bryce Dion, died after being shot during the filming of a robbery standoff at a Wendy's in Omaha. The police chief there spoke to reporters at a press conference. He said it was an officer's round that struck Mr. Dion, who was a sound supervisor on this reality series, wearing a ballistic vest at the time. The bullet hit him under the arm,
yeah,
where the open area is. It was a robbery suspect who had fired two rounds from a pistol.
From an air pistol, like a pellet gun.
Yeah, right. It doesn't usually fire bullets. So there was a real life. This is some of the things in reality shows that you have to sort of be aware of, because it's pretty dangerous stuff, apparently. I didn't realize. I mean, I've seen this a couple of times.
It's the first time they've ever had anybody killed. I mean,
well, they were disrupting a robbery.
Yeah.
I guess, what do you expect? Hello? Knock, knock. Full House. Story at DougStephan.com about rumors. The entire cast, the original cast of Full House, will be reuniting for a new project. How many people were fans of Full House here?
Not a big fan.
Nah. Saget is always...
I was never a big Bob Saget fan.
What do you think, Kenny?
No, it wasn't my thing.
All right, so should we not spend a lot of time on it?
Hey, listen.
Oh, well, a lot of people loved it.
Yeah, and it's been in reruns for years and years and years and still making them look tons of money.
All right, so John Stamos, Uncle Jess, the one who's leading the charge to get this done, apparently. He has an ownership stake in the show, which I guess gives a pretty good reason to champion a new series. The original executive producer and creator are actively involved as well. Candace Cameron Bure, I don't know that she was a DJ there. Jody Sweeten, Stephanie.
Right.
Andrea Barber played Kimmy. They're all on board. Saget played Danny. Davey Collier played Joy, also involved in some way. So apparently this cast has remained tight-knit over the years. And so some of them have let it slip that they want to see Full House come back again. These guys have appeared in yogurt commercials and things like that. They were on Fallon.
Yeah, he's still big. All of them have had good careers, especially the two little twins. I mean, they've made millions and millions in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're big time.
Yeah, well, you mean like the Olsen twins?
The Olsen twins, yeah.
Yeah, so same sort of thing.
When they're not,
let
me see, one of them had drug problems, but I think the other one stayed pretty clean.
So insiders say the studio pitched a Full House revival last year that would have been set up like FX's Anger Management, in which the network that airs it has to pick up a 90-episode slate in order for them to get it into reruns, and they weren't ready to do that apparently yet. But now maybe they are. So for those of you who are Full House fans, hello, hello, hello. Jimmy Fallon will lead top comedians in saluting his Tonight Show predecessor, Jay Leno, with the nation's top humor prize in October at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Chelsea Handler, Jerry Seinfeld, Wanda Sykes, Betty White, Kevin Eubanks honoring Leno with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, October 19th. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Say hi to Scott Fredericks, everybody. Hi, Scott.
Hey,
hi, Rich.
Hi, what's going on, Scott?
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Without the ladies, it's the Boys Club on Good Day. And here to add to that, or at least I suspect we'll find Tommy the K somewhere, Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the fabulous weekend radio program called The Money Pit, which aims to help you fix problems around your home so that you will live better and prosper. How's that? Live longer, better, and prosper? I thought it sounded good at the time.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll have a chat about your home in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Milo Cajon for just $50. And three sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Great new leggings and pants are at the top of our list at Kohl's Labor Day Weekend Sale. For juniors, find small prices on long leggings, $12.99 each. Levi's 511s for him, $39.99. And can't miss savings for kids, 50 to 55% off. Pack in up to 50% off backpacks. And save 30 to 40% on shoes and boots for little feet. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's Labor Day Weekend Sale. Find your yes. Kohl's.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got 110% price match guarantee. GTX Staples on all the things I buy the most.
I see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate's sleeping.
She sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And sign 7, see store or staples.com for details.
All right, Chrysler's got a problem. He's got a flat tire. So he's by the roadside along the New Jersey Turnpike and not able to do the program this morning.
Hanging out at a Sparrow.
Yeah, he's with the Sparrows. They're great. I love those. In New Jersey, a lot of them all over the place.
They sure are, right, yeah. Right. Grab a slice, Tommy.
Right. A little spaghetti and meatballs. Right, right. Yeah. For young, that'd be great breakfast, right? Spaghetti and meatballs at a Sparrow. Ah,
great breakfast. Day old spaghetti for breakfast. Yeah, baby.
All right, so let's, the Money Pit is where you go on the radio to make your home better. I'm going to ask the question, and Rich is going to play the part of Tom and answer the question. Here's the first one from Vicky, who is building a house and is trying to figure out who to hire as the contractor, wants to know, Tom, what the important questions are that she should ask these contractors in order to be able to compare them properly.
The first thing you want to do is have references. You need to go into the community where you're going to build the house and find people who have used this builder and go into their house. I have friends who have gone through this. Getting a contractor to do an addition on your house or to build a house from ground up, you have to go see their work, and you have to talk to people that have built their house. So go into the community where you're going to build and find people that have used this contractor and look at their work and talk to the customers.
Next question from Joe, who has installed a sump pump in his basement, but the sump pump has is not run by electricity. It's run by a battery pack. And he, because he lost power, actually, when you think about it, this makes a lot of sense, right? The electricity goes out, the water fills up the basement. How do you get it out?
Yeah, I have another friend who goes through the same problem, and my friend is stupid. Joe, you're pretty smart. I'm going to tell my friend to call you and find out where you got the battery pack.
All right, so we don't have any. There's no question there. We just gave you an answer without a question.
Right. That's a great
solved
idea.
Problem. It is. Betty says when she flushes her toilet, Richie, and the tank refills, all the pipes knock against each other. She wants to know what's causing that. The pipes knock against each other.
Actually, Tommy has answered this question before, and it has something to do with the temperature, the water pressure. The water pressure and the temperature coming out of your hot water heater as well.
Yes, your water heater.
And the pipes.
Yes. All right, here's an important item for those of you who are interested in how to generally maintain your home better. The essence of keeping your home clean is not only good for your health, but it's good for your furnace. If you're not replacing furnace filters every year or so, as recommended.
More than that.
And I'm thinking about how long it's been since I changed my filter down there. It's been a long time. So the point is, if you have forced hot air heat or cooling, and you have not changed your the filters, you better do that, because that's one of the most important things.
They're only like $6, $7, $8. I mean,
easy to change. You can change them yourself. All right, look at that. Who needs Kreitler? We had a great report. Right, Tommy? He's fired. We'll start our own show.
You're a regular home improvement guru.
That's it. That's what we are. Gurus here. The gurus on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.